Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's say hello to Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, who joins us every Wednesday to talk about sports and the week in sports. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So let's start with World Cup soccer. The U.S. women, they defeated Nigeria yesterday to win their group and move on to the knockout round. Abby Wambach scored the game's only goal, a volley from her left foot that
yes,
gave the
U.S. Yes, a striking move, actually. Usually scores with her head.
That's right. So the U.S. women move on, even though they probably haven't been playing their best. What have you seen so far?
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of soccer in general and the women's team in particular, Anthony, but I have been disappointed because although the point in the opening round of a tournament like this is to get through, and they certainly got through, and the second point is to win your group, and they did that as well, they have not looked spectacularly well organized, especially in the offensive end. And that used to be what characterized the U.S. women's soccer team. Hmm. They always seemed to play as if everybody on the field knew where everybody else was and was going to be. And the precision was absolutely breathtaking when they had it all going. And instead, what we've seen is a team that's played just well enough to do what they needed to do. And I really hope that they're going to show us something more as the tournament goes on.
Starting to sound like the men's World Cup.
I know. Isn't that awful? I bite my tongue.
But, I mean, there's still every possibility that now that we are in the knockout round, and obviously the name says it all, you got to win every game.
Yes.
That we'll see that level of play
absolutely
again.
Absolutely. They may rise to the level that the other teams have. And the other thing is, you know, in the old days, there weren't that many great women's soccer teams. And so the U.S. could look great on a lot of days against the teams that didn't know what to do to stop them. So that perhaps is no longer the case.
Well, speaking of that, so they go on to the knockout round. They're among 16 teams. They're ranked number 2 in the world behind, what, the Germans, mm-hmm. right? And who else could give them a run for their money?
Well, the Japanese team looked very good in the opening round. Brazil looked terrific in their first two games, and Brazil did the thing that I just said the U.S. team didn't do. They used to be characterized by having one or two great players. Marta, of course, FIFA Player of the Year multiple times. This time around, Brazil, at least when I was able to watch them, they were really playing like a team. They were moving the ball around really well, creating all sorts of opportunities. And I'm going to be very, very excited to see them play more.
All right, Bill, let's move on to basketball and last night's celebration in the NBA. Golden State beat LeBron James.
That's well
put.
Oh,
whoops, I mean, and the Cavs.
No, that's unhappily for the Cavs, that was fairly accurate because they lost two All-Stars as the tournament went along, and of course they'd been losing players all year. You can't recognize the roster at the end of the year based on the roster at the beginning of the year, except for LeBron James. So that's kind of the way it should be, though, in a game like basketball. It's a team game. The best team in the NBA should beat the best player in the NBA. That's the way it should work.
Well, here's how King James expressed his disappointment.
I don't enjoy being as non-efficient as I was. Don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy dribbling the ball for countless seconds in the shot clock. And, you know, the team looking at me to make a play. It's not winning basketball. But gave everything I had.
Okay, I just have to say, how many human beings on this planet can say, you know, scoring an average of 30-plus points a game is non-efficient?
Well, you're right. And I mean, that's what makes LeBron James LeBron James. His standards are very, very high. And his talent is extraordinary. And his expectations are equally extraordinary. And I kind of liked the way he put it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're going to have to... They're 51-year drought, I guess, is going to have to last a little longer. Let's move on and talk about this surprising story about the St. Louis Cardinals, known as a pretty squeaky clean baseball operation. They win a lot of championships and they do it the right way. But now the FBI is investigating them, alleging that they hacked into a proprietary database of the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. So here's reporter Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch speaking to NPR's Steve Inskeep this morning about reaction from the Cardinal players.
I think most of the team was shocked by it. Some folks within the organization described being just absolutely blindsided. And, you know, to the best of their knowledge, the players aren't involved. And they're sort of waiting for more information from the front office, which is involved.
So, Bill, what do you make of the allegations?
You know, when I first heard this story, I didn't understand it at all because I couldn't figure out why the St. Louis Cardinals would be trying to figure out what was going on in the heads of the people running the Houston Astros. Right. It didn't make any sense to me. And also, everybody knows everything about players who teams are scouting. Then I read a little more and I found out the fellow who used to run the computer works for the Cardinals is now doing so for the Astros. He apparently left some enemies behind, people who didn't like him. Mm-hmm. And so somebody in the Cardinal organization or some group of guys went after this guy's database in Houston, and it begins to sound like a fraternity prank. It's not, oh, we need that important player information that the Astros have. It's more like, hey, we can embarrass this guy that we never liked anyway, who's now gone to work for another team. The difference, of course, is the FBI so rarely gets involved in fraternity pranks.
Yeah.
And they are involved in this one.
And once they're involved, we're talking about a felony here. Right,
so
they don't
want to
treat it like
a
fraternity prank. Yeah. The New York Times, which broke the story, noted that photographs surfaced of Bill Belichick visiting the Cardinals, and as the Times wrote, perfect.
Yeah, the Cardinals have apparently become the Patriots of Major League Baseball.
All right. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear every Saturday on WBUR at 7 in the morning and again at 7 in the evening. He joins us on Radio Boston every Wednesday. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Anthony.